今天所选读的经文记载在新约路加福音18章1到8节。会众请聆听上帝的话。耶稣设一个比喻，是要人常常祷告，不可灰心，说某城里有一个官，不惧怕上帝，也不尊重世人。那城里有个寡妇，常到他那里说，我有一个对头，求你给我伸冤，他多日不准。后来心里说，我虽不惧怕上帝，也不尊重世人，只因这寡妇烦扰我，我就给他伸冤吧，免得他常来缠磨我。主说，你们听这不义之官所说的话。上帝的选民昼夜呼吁他，他纵然为他们忍了多时，岂不终究给他们伸冤吗？我告诉你们，要快快地给他们伸冤了。然而人子来的时候，遇得见世上有信德吗？本周箴言，请大家连同经文出处连续读两次。雅各书1章2到4节。我的兄弟们，
It's great to be with you all again this morning.
很高兴今天又跟大家在一起。
Now I know last week John spoke about 2 different prayers.
我们知道上个星期，胡弟兄说了两种祷告。
And this morning we will get to see the section on prayer that Jesus highlights right before that passage.
那今天我们要看的是这两种祷告的前面的经文。
If you remember back a couple of weeks ago, we talked about the 10 lepers.
你知道几个星期前我们谈到了十个长大麻风的病人。
And how that they all had faith.
那他们都有信心。
But only one of the 10 followed the instruction of Jesus back to the very person of Jesus.
那其中只有一个人呢，听了耶稣的指示，最后回到了耶稣的跟前来。
And it was said that his faith truly made him well.
然后这里说到了他的信心医治了他。
And within Converge, we continued along this theme of repent, rejoice, and restore.
那在我们英文堂呢，我们继续的讲的主题就是悔改、欢喜，还有恢复。
Now today, as mentioned earlier, we learned to pray, so let's just go ahead and do that. Bow your heads with me, please.
那今天我们要讲的是祷告，让我们就先来一起祷告，我们一起低头祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父，
we thank you for this morning and this time of worship.
我们为今天早上这个崇拜的时间来感谢你。
Would you calm and still our hearts before you?
请你到我们的心里来，让我们的心安静。
Would you help us to focus in on you?
让我们能够专心的，就是专心在你的身上。
Speak to our hearts.
对我们的心说话。
Guide us and lead us in your presence.
带领我们，引领我们在你的同在当中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。
All right, let's look again at verse 1.
我们再来看第一节。
And he told them a parable to the effect that they ought always to pray and not lose heart.
耶稣设了一个比喻，是要人常常祷告，不可灰心。
To better understand this, we're going to have to briefly understand what we missed between this passage of the 10 lepers and the start of chapter 18 here.
那我们要看一下啊，在那个我们讲的十个大麻风病人，还有这十八章第一节中间有一段经文，我们要看一下。
It's straightforward, so I'm just going to read from Luke 17, verse 30 to 36.
那这段经文很清楚哦，我就读出来给大家听，在路加福音17章30到36节。
So will it be on the day when the Son of Man is revealed. On that day, let the one who is on the housetop with his goods in the house not come down to take them away, and likewise let the one who is in the field not turn back. Remember Lot's wife. Whoever seeks to preserve his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life will keep it. I tell you, in that night, there will be two in one bed. One will be taken and the other left. There will be two women grinding together. One will be taken and the other left.
人子显现的日子也是这样。当那日，人在房上，器具在屋里，不要下来拿；人在田里，也不要回家。你们要回想罗德的妻子，凡想要保全生命的，必丧掉生命；凡丧掉生命的，必救活生命。我对你们说，当那一夜，两个人在一个床上，要取去一个，撇下一个；两个女人一同推磨，要取去一个，撇下一个。
So it is within this context that Jesus comes to share this point of emphasis on praying and not losing heart.
所以就在这样子这个上面的经文的这个上下文之下，耶稣讲到了我们要祷告而不可灰心。
So let's hear the parable starting in verse 2.
我们来看这个比喻在第二节开始。
He said, in a certain city, there was a judge who neither feared God nor respected man.
他说在某城里有一个官不惧怕上帝也不尊重世人。
So we meet our first character in this parable, the heartless judge.
所以我们在这个看到比喻中的第一个人物就是这个狠心的判官。
In verse 3, we meet our next character, so let's look at verse 3 to 5.
第三节我们看到了第二个人物，我们一起来看第三到第五节。
And there was a widow in that city who kept coming to him and saying, Give me justice against my adversary.
那城里有个寡妇常常到他那里说，我有一个对头，求你给我伸冤。
For a while he refused, but afterward he said to himself, Though I neither fear God nor respect man,
他多日不准，后来他心里说，我虽然不惧怕上帝，也不尊重世人。
Yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will give her justice, so that she will not beat me down by her continual coming.
只因这个寡妇烦扰我，我就给她伸冤吧，免得她常来缠磨我。
So the second character we meet is the helpless widow.
所以我们看到的第二个人物，他就是这个无助的寡妇。
And in case that it wasn't made clear enough, our heartless judge reiterates the statement that was made about him for us.
好像说的好不清楚，这个狠心的判官又自己重申了刚刚说到他的这个怎么样的人。
That he, the heartless judge, neither fears God nor respects man.
他又重说了一句说我不惧怕上帝也不尊重世人。
Jesus wants it to be clear. This is a heartless judge that we are talking about.
耶稣要强调这是一个狠心的判官。
And the plea of this helpless widow is actually a legitimate request.
那这个无助寡妇所提出来的这个是一个正当的一个要求请求哦。
Because in the words of the heartless judge, I will give her justice.
因为这个狠心的判官他自己说的，我会为他伸冤。
Meaning that even he recognizes that it was a legitimate request.
这句话就代表这个狠心的判官也知道他这个请求是正当的。
He didn't act upon it simply because he didn't want to.
他不想要有所行动，是因为他根本就不想做。
He neither feared God nor respected man.
因为他既不惧怕上帝呢，也不尊重世人。
But finally, this heartless judge decides to bring about justice for the helpless widow.
但是最后呢，这个狠心的判官就决定要为这个寡妇来伸冤。
Why though, we must ask?
为什么呢？
Ultimately, he's thinking of himself, namely his sanity.
当然就是为了他自己，他为了他自己的安宁而这么做的。
This helpless widow was making a genuine plea to the highest power that she knew that might be able to help her.
这个无助的寡妇呢，是在她的认知中，她知道这个最高的权力能够帮助她，所以她提出一个很真切的请求。
To bring about justice for her, so she continued to persist and plead.
因为她要得到的是一个被伸冤，能够得到公义，所以她就继续不断地提出她的请求。
So what can we learn from this?
我们从这个故比喻中能够学到什么呢？
Well, let's look at what Jesus says in verse 6 to 7.
我们一起来看在第六节、第七节耶稣说了什么。
And the Lord said, Hear what the unrighteous judge says, and will not God give justice to his elect who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long over them?
这里耶稣说到了，你们听这不义的官所说的话，上帝的选民昼夜的呼吁他，他岂会延迟不给他们伸冤吗？我告诉你们，他很快就要来给他们伸冤。
So what is our understanding to this point?
我们到现在我们了解到了什么呢？
We have this heartless judge and this helpless widow.
我们有这个不义的官，我们有一个无助的寡妇。
The heartless judge brings about justice for this helpless widow as she persisted upon her warranted plea.
这位不义的官呢，为这个寡妇呢就伸冤了，因为这个寡妇不断的坚持不懈的提出她的请求。
So the question now that we must ask ourselves is, who is God?
所以我们要问自己的问题就是，上帝是谁？
Is he loving?
他是不是充满爱心？
Is God caring?
他是不是很关心人？
Is he just?
他是不是很公义？
More importantly, does he know your name?
更重要的是，他知道你的名字吗？
Do you have relationship with God?
你跟上帝有关系吗？
Jesus highlights for us a heartless judge that is very distant.
我们看到的这个不义的官是非常遥远的。
He's heartless, does not fear God nor respects man.
他很狠心，他既不惧怕上帝，也不尊重世人。
He couldn't be farther from desiring any sort of relationship with anyone.
他一点也不渴望跟任何人有任何关系。
And shows that this judge seeing a right and just cause brought about justice for selfish reasons.
然后他就看到了一个请求，他觉得他可以做，是为他自己而来做的。
So the question then becomes, what about God himself?
那这个问题就会在于，那上帝呢？
Is he good? Is he loving?
他是不是良善的？
Is he caring? Is he just?
是不是有爱心的？是不是关心人的？是不是公义的？
And who is he to us?
他对我们来说，上帝是谁呢？
Is he some distant judge?
是不是离我们很远的一个审判官？
Or is he your heavenly father?
还是他是你的天父？
Who is he to you?
对你来说，他到底是谁？
Because if this heartless judge was willing to take this just cause and take action,
如果这位不义的官为了正义的原因愿意来采取行动的话，
how much more would God himself do so in such a circumstance?
上帝在这同样的情况下一定会做得更多，对不对？
So let's ask ourselves, is God trustworthy?
所以我们就要问我们自己，上帝是不是可以信靠的？
And can we all agree that God is much better than the heartless judge?
我们都同意这个，我们的上帝一定比这个不义的官更好。
If the answer to that is yes,
如果你的答案是对的，
then when we don't receive or get the response that we are looking for,
那如果我们在这样的情况下，我们没有得到我们想要的结果的时候，
are we able to trust and acknowledge that He is still good regardless?
我们会不会在这个没有得到我们想要的情况之下，还是相信他是可以信靠的，还是上帝是美善的？
Do we believe and trust that God has good reason?
我们是不是相信上帝有他自己的理由？
Because is that not the tension for us many times when we pray for something so strongly?
当我们在迫切的为一件事情的祷告的时候，我们心里有时候会常常有这样一个挣扎。
God, why wouldn't you want that to turn out that way?
上帝，为什么你不要让他这样子就这样子发生结果呢？
But what if it's not about what he wants?
但如果那不是上帝所想要看到的呢？
He could desire the very same outcome as you, yet he knows a whole lot more about all of the variables than we do.
他可能跟我们一样也希望有同样的结果，可是呢，上帝所看到的比我们看到的更多，他看到所有变数。
So if it does not take place, if it does not happen, do you still believe that he is loving?
所以如果你想要的上帝没有给你，没有达到你所想要的结果，你是不是还是信靠他呢？
That he is caring and that he is just.
你是不是还是相信他是有爱心，他是关心人的，而且是公义的上帝呢？
More importantly, that he is who he says he is.
他就是他所说的那位。
And that ultimately he is the only one that is genuinely trustworthy in all of the universe.
在整个宇宙当中，他是唯一真正可以信靠的那位。
Think about anyone, think about anything in all of the universe.
在整个宇宙当中，你就想想看，任何的人，任何的事物。
It is all susceptible to failure.
所有的人事物都可能会失败。
It all can be compromised.
都可能会妥协。
This very building that we are sitting in, it is up to code and it has a solid foundation. It is trustworthy to an extent.
像我们现在所在的这个教堂呢，它什么都建造的时候符合规定，有稳固的根基，很值得信靠，对不对？
And yet, it can be compromised, could it not?
有时候有可能会出现问题，对不对？
It is still at the mercy of other forces that we have no control over.
有很多其他的势力力量可能会影响到这个建筑物，对不对？
But who is not?
我们所有的人都会受到其他事物的影响。
God.
谁不会受到影响呢？只有上帝。
Thus God is the most trustworthy, and yet while he is the most trustworthy in all of the universe.
所以在整个宇宙当中，上帝是最值得信靠的。
And yet, while he is the most trustworthy, we don't always understand what he is doing.
虽然他是最值得信靠的，但是有时候我们不了解上帝在做什么。
Or why he allows things, or why things are happening the way that they are.
那或者是为什么他会让这些事情发生？为什么会这样子发生呢？
But the truth remains that he is the only one that is ultimately trustworthy and not at the mercy of any other thing or person.
但是真理是他是唯一真正可以信靠的那位上帝，他不受任何人事物的影响。
He is the constant that even when everything else passes away, he is.
任何的东西都可能过去，只有上帝是持续不变的。
He was before and he will be after. He always is. He's the only one.
他是昔在、今在、永在的上帝，他永远都是唯一的那位。
So here we have God, much better than the heartless judge.
就我们有我们的上帝，是比这个不义的官好的太多了。
And if this heartless judge was willing to give this helpless widow justice in that situation.
如果在那样的一个情况之下，这个不义的官还是愿意为那个无助的寡妇来伸冤的话。
Would we not believe that God himself would bring about such justice for her as well?
我们会不会也会相信上帝也会为那位寡妇呢伸冤呢？
In fact, maybe even sooner than the heartless judge.
而且会为他伸冤的更快速一些。
But you see, within our human hearts, oftentimes we are tempted to think along the lines of,
所以我们心 人心会常常这么想哦。
God, why don't you give such justice? Because even the unjust judge is giving such justice.
上帝啊，为什么不替我伸冤呢？你说像那个不义的官都为寡妇伸冤了。
So more than looking at the result there.
但是我们不应该只看结果。
We must look to the very person.
我们必须要看到耶稣自己。
And to go even deeper, look to understand the heart of God himself.
然后更深入地了解上帝他自己的心。
Trusting his judgment and who he is.
我们要信靠他的判断，而且信靠他就是那位上帝。
Like we highlighted with the 10 lepers the other week.
我们前几个礼拜谈到了十个麻风病人。
They all had faith, but one of them followed the instruction of Jesus to the very person of Jesus.
他们十个都有信心，但是只有一位呢，他跟从了耶稣的指示，最后呢，回到了耶稣的面前来。
And similarly for us here, are we looking for a result or something to follow?
那我们自己呢？我们是不是只是想要看一个结果，或者找到一些耶稣给我们指示，我们来服从他的指示呢？
Or are we looking to him as the very one that we are seeking and going after?
所以我们到底寻求什么？是寻求那些东西，还是寻求耶稣本身？
So regardless of the response or the result that we get, we continue to press in and pursue him.
所以不管我们所祷告的结果是怎么样呢，我们还是继续不断地寻求他。
And that gets us on the trajectory of what Jesus is highlighting within this parable.
如果我们这样继续不断寻求的话，这就是我们到了耶稣要我们到带的道的这个轨道上面。
Because many a time what we get out of this parable is that we got to be persistent.
有时候我们常常是以为这个比喻是要告诉我们，我们是要坚持不懈。
And we do. We have to be persistent, but not in the request.
没错，我们是应该要坚持不懈，但不是不断的请求，坚持不懈在请求上。
Persistent in our pursuit.
而是要坚持不懈的追求。
Because how many times have we looked at a passage like this and said, okay, I need to be more persistent in my prayer.
有时候我们看了这个比喻以后说，对对对，我们应该要持续不断的继续祷告。
And as persistent as we have been in our prayer requests, God, I still have not gotten the result or the response that I am looking for.
然后我们就继续祷告，要祷告，祷告，然后就说：“耶稣，上帝，为什么你还没有回答我的祷告呢？”
So God, either my understanding and interpretation of this passage is wrong.
那可能是我们误解了这个比喻的意思。
Or maybe I'm lacking in faith, or something is wrong with you, God.
也可能是我没有信心，也可能是上帝你有问题。
Because the heartless judge was willing to grant justice, but to help this persistent, helpless widow.
因为你看到那不义的官都为那个无助的寡妇伸冤了。
Why are you not giving in to my persistence and my patience?
那我这么样的坚持不懈的祷告，为什么你不回答我，成就我的祷告呢？
We get frustrated, discouraged, disheartened.
那我们就会觉得沮丧，会觉得很气馁，会觉得很心灰意冷。
But remember Jesus' point of emphasis at the beginning of all of this is pray and do not lose heart.
还记得这个比喻的刚开始是说到人要常常祷告，不可灰心吗？
We must pray because it showcases dependence on Him, going to Him, but not just to get whatever we ask for.
我们必须要祷告，这显示了我们是在倚靠他，我们要亲近他，但并不是要得到我们想要得到的。
God is not a genie.
耶稣，上帝并不是一个精灵。
But God is there in relationship.
上帝在那是要我们跟他建立一个亲密的关系。
I mean, think about that. We are developing relationship with the God of the universe.
试想，我们要建立的关系是这个宇宙万物的主。
Therefore, our heart is trying to better understand His heart.
因此，我们的心就是应该要越来越明白了解上帝的心意。
For He knows far more than we ever will.
因为他所知道的比我们多的不知道有多少。
So anything that needs to be filtered out of us and made more in line with Him, that comes about through prayer.
所以，任何东西我们身上的杂质需要过滤掉，然后让我们更符合上帝的心意呢？这些事情都要通过祷告来完成。
God, what I am bringing to you is what I desire.
上帝，我所带到你面前来的都是我心里所渴慕的。
This is what I want to come about.
这是我想要的。
And what we've been highlighting, as I mentioned earlier within Converge, is the need to repent, rejoice, and restore.
那就像我刚刚说的，我们在英文堂一直说我们要悔改、欢喜，还有恢复。
God, if this is wrong, or if I am missing something, or not seeing something, I'm not even seeking correction.
所以，上帝啊，我带来的是我所想要的。那如果我错了，我不了解什么的话，我没有看到的什么的话，我不是来求你纠正的。
I'm asking you to guide my heart and the strength to continually pursue you.
而是继续的带领我，保守我的心，让我能够继续的追求你。
Especially while I don't see and even as I don't understand, because that's what faith is.
特别是我看不到结果，而且也我不明白为什么会这样的时候，这才是最重要的，因为这需要靠的是信心。
God, I don't know why you didn't heal them or why you didn't heal me.
那我不知道上帝为什么你没有医治他们，你没有医治我。
God, I don't know why this is transpiring in that part of the world or that part of the nation. I don't get it.
上帝啊，我不明白为什么在世界的那个端发生那样的事情，在这个国家的那方面发生了这样的事情。
God, I don't get why you wouldn't just fix it, but God, help me in my pursuit.
上帝啊，我真的不明白为什么你不能把一切都搞定了，但是求你帮助我对你有所追求。
For while I don't get it, I don't understand it, yet I still hold to the fact that you, God, are trustworthy.
虽然我不明白不理解，但是我相信你是值得信靠的。
You are the very one that is not at the mercy of anyone or anything else. You are true and always will be true.
你是唯一的一个不受任何人事物摆布的，你是真实的，你是永远真实的上帝。
So that's the prayer.
所以这就是祷告。
God, I don't know why I'm not getting the response.
主啊，我不知道为什么我没有得到该有的回应。
But help me in my pursuit. Help me to remain persistent in my pursuit of you.
但是求你自己保守我，让我能够继续的来有心的追求你。
For I don't go to you, Lord, to get the response or result that I'm looking for. That's not where I persist.
主啊，我到你的面前来，并不是说要一直坚持我的请求，能够最后被你给应允了。
I persist in my pursuit of you because you're the only one that can sustain my faith through my unbelief.
我所坚持的是我一直不断的追求你，因为你是唯一一个能够让我在我的不幸当中继续有信心往前行的那位上帝。
So finally, let's have a look at verse 8.
最后我们来看第八节。
I tell you, he will give justice to them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?
他会很快的来，因为人子来的时候，能在世上找到这样的信心吗？
Wow, will he find faith on earth?
他能够在世上找到这样的信心吗？
If you ever wondered why that statement is there in this passage, it only starts to make sense if our prayers lead us to persistence in pursuit of Him.
如果信心，我们的信心让我们不断的继续的追求他，我们就会明白为什么这句话会在这儿啊。
Because if we were just getting what we were persisting for, why wouldn't there be faith?
如果我们一直追求的话，我们都追求到我们想得到的。那为什么会找不到有信心的人呢？
Right? Who wouldn't have faith? Every single thing that we are praying for, boom, done.
对吗？如果我们一祷告就蒙应允，一祷告就蒙应允，我们不是就会有信心的吗？
Just keep persisting till you see it come to pass.
所以就一直坚持不断的祷告，一直到他蒙应允为止。
But who then becomes God?
然后在这样的情况之下，谁会成为上帝呢？
We do.
我们自己成为上帝。
But the truth is, He's God, and we're not.
但是呢，事实上就是他是上帝，我们不是上帝。
So God, please help us as we pursue you. Help us to submit to your authority.
所以，上帝啊，当我们在追求你的时候，求你自己帮助我们能够顺从你的权威。
As John talked about last week, help us to grow in our humility, for pride rises up from within and cries out, God, why aren't you doing this?
这就是像胡弟兄上个礼拜说的，帮助我们能够更谦卑，因为我们的心里常常会生出一种骄傲来，而且呢，我们要对上帝说，你最后我们就会说，为什么你不这么做呢，上帝？
We might even think, God, why aren't you more like me? Why aren't you indignant about this? How can you let this just happen?
我们常常会说，上帝啊，为什么你不像我一样呢？为什么你不气愤呢？为什么你让这样的事情发生呢？
But the truth is, we don't know that He isn't.
但是事实上我们并不知道他到底是怎么想的。
But he knows why it can't take place, not here, not now.
他知道为什么现在这个时候在这个地点不应该这样子的一个结果。
But we also know that there will come a day when that victory will be revealed in all its fullness.
但是我们知道总有一天胜利最终会彰显出来的。
And as Jesus says here, he will give justice and it'll be quick.
就像在这里说的，他会为我们伸张正义，他很快。
And as we highlighted earlier in the section of Luke 17:30-36,
就在路加福音十七章三十到三十六节，我们也看到了。
It's so quick that the one that's on the roof will not have time to come down and grab their things within their home.
当他来伸冤的那一天呢，人在房上，器具在屋里，不要下来拿，根本就没有时间，非常的快速的。
It'll come quick. When it's time to go, it's time. Boom.
就非常快的，他要伸冤的时候，一下子就完成了。
And those of you that are parents can understand the sentiment of the nights are long, but the years are short.
当我们当父母的人都会理解到夜晚很长，但是岁月很短。
As a parent myself, I can speak for myself that it's very true, and my kids are only 6 and 4.
对我自己来说，我是个父母，我的孩子只有6到4岁。刚才那句话是很正确的。
When you are going through the difficult times, it seems like it'll be forever.
你在经历困难的时候，你觉得它好像会永远都会这样子下去。
But here's the thing, we can't just simply wish our way out of all of the difficulties because there will always be something else.
我们不能够好像就想说所有的事情我们就脱离苦海脱离苦难吧，这不可能的，因为我们总是会有什么事情发生在我们的生命中。
And if you just go from situation to situation like this, it'll come at the sacrifice of relationship that we are letting slip by.
如果我们只是得过且过呢，一个接着一个这样过生活下去，最后我们牺牲掉的就是我们错过了所有的关系。
We've all done it before. I'll get to that when this happens or when that happens, when this comes in place.
我们总会在想说，哦，我有时间的时候再做这个，哦，过了那个以后再做这个吧。
We'll end up missing everything in relationship.
最后我们就会错过一切我们该有的关系。
So you see, part of this process of enjoying relationship with my very own kids,
就像我自己跟我的孩子之间，我在享受我跟他们的关系。
Is to realize that there will be difficult times, there will be struggles and tough choices that need to be made.
就我跟我孩子的关系当中，我知道会有困难的时候，会有挣扎，也会有需要，有时候要做一些困难的决定。
That I will need to give up of myself for times and seasons that may seem like forever, and yet within the blink of an eye, it'll come very quick.
在照顾他们这些小孩子当中呢，我需要放弃我自己，然后好像好久好久，可是呢，这些事情都会过去，而且很快的。
They'll be gone and out of the house, and I wish that I would have spent a little bit more time before.
他们很快就会毕业，然后就上大学去了，然后我会想说，哎呀，真希望我小时候呢多花时间跟他们在一起。
So again, I need to repent of my own ways and rejoice in the relationship before me, lest it pass me by.
所以呢，我应该在我自己的这个不好的想法中悔改，然后在关系，在我现在有的关系当中，能够欢喜快乐的享受，免得我会错过了。
So you parents understand the aspect that time can go very quick.
所以，身为父母的人，大家都了解，对不对？那些小时候很快就过去了。
But the truth is, whether you have kids or not, just think back to your teenage years. Time flew by much slower.
你试想，如果你没有孩子的话，你试想你自己青少年的时候，好像时间过得不是太快。
In your 20s, it went a little faster.
二十多岁的时候，时间好像过得快一点。
Then your 30s, even faster.
三十岁呢，就过得越来越快了。
And I'll stop there so that we don't get too anxious. I think we kind of get the point.
我们不要再说下去就会越来越担忧哦。
You see, it's the same amount of time, yet it begins to fly by much quicker.
你知道我们时间是一样的时间段，可是好像时间越过越快。
So the exhortation for us here is to not get lazy, for when he comes, it'll be quick.
所以呢，我们要学到的功课就是不要偷懒。不要懒散，因为要来的时候就非常快的。
It may seem like it's going slow, and yet do we trust that He has good reason for the specific time that only He knows of?
看起来呢，好像现在哦度日如年一样，可是不是的。上帝有他自己的时间，他自己的时间到了，很快就解决了。
Which would be the best time for His return, and when that time comes, it will be quick.
什么时候是他最适合在耶稣再来的时候？那当他再来的时候，非常的迅速的。
So how is our faith doing?
所以呢，你的信心如何呢
？Remember the 10 lepers and the one that came back to Jesus. His faith made him well, both physically and spiritually.
你们记得那大麻风十个大麻风病人，就一个回来，最后回到耶稣的面前来。他被医治了，不仅是病痛被医治，身体被医治，他的心、身心灵都被医治了。
What I highlighted with the 10 lepers was that one could have risked his healing by not following the exact instructions of Jesus.
他 那一个回来的，他可能呢怕自己不得医治，因为他没有完全遵照耶稣的指示。
But instead of just finding any priest, he went to the high priest.
他耶稣要他去见那个祭司，对不对？他最后选择的是最高的那位祭司，就是耶稣自己。
You see, if our faith is tied to a result, we can run into issues because we may get disheartened because of what we are not seeing.
如果我们的信心是以靠结果来决定的话，那我们可能会觉得丧气，会觉得心灰意冷。
At the same time, our faith cannot be devoid of expectation either.
那同时呢，我们的信心也不可能说没有任何期望，对不对？
We don't want to just go around saying, well, I'm just going to chalk it up to faith and whatever comes my way, I'll enjoy the benefits and whatever doesn't, wasn't meant to be anyway.
有时候我们就可能会说，哎呀，我就这样子吧，我就以信心为名吧，就 反正发生的如果是好的话，我也说信心，不是的也是信心，反正一切都是信心。
You see, faith is not tied to result, but it also is not void of expectation.
所以我们看到的信心不是依据结果，但也不是没有期待的。
It's in the realizing that there will be disappointments, confusion, and things that I don't understand.
而是我们理解到信心会有一些失望或者迷惑，有些时候会有一些我们不明白的事情。
Yet in faith, I do not give up.
但是凭着信心，我们不放弃。
Don't give up, don't give in.
不要放弃，不要屈服。
Because when the Son of Man returns, will he find faith?
因为人子来的时候，能在世上找到这样的信心吗？
Again, repent, rejoice, and restore yourself and others.
我再次的说一次，我们要对自己还有别人悔改、欢喜、恢复。
We are to press more into our relationship with him.
我们要更加的来增进我们跟上帝的关系。
Trusting him and allowing him to refine us.
要信靠他，然后让他来磨练我们。
Especially in those times that we are not seeing the result that we want.
特别是我们看不到我们所想要得到的结果的时候，我们更要这么做。
God, I've been praying for the way I wanted to find help. Help me to find help in the way that I need.I submit to your authority.
所以就是你可以这样祷告，上帝啊，我是愿意，我要寻求帮助，求你自己帮助我，给我最适合我的帮助，我要顺从你的权威。
Just think, if we went on a scale of faith, would not the Apostle Paul be a good candidate for having persistent prayer answered?
如果我们来看一个信心的大小的这个比例的话，我们会不会觉得使徒保罗？他的信心是更大呢，因为他的不断的祷告，然后有得到应允。
And yet he didn't.
但是他并没有这么样哦。
The response that the Lord gave Paul was, "My grace is sufficient for you."
上帝对保罗的回应是，我的恩典够你用。
Wow, God, that's your response to Paul's great faith?
Wow, 上帝啊，你对保罗这么大的信心的回应就是这样吗？
And yet if Paul stood up here on this stage with us today, he'd probably tell us that that was one of the greatest lessons that he received from our Lord.
但是如果保罗今天呢站在跟我们一起站在台上，他可能会说这是他从上帝那里学到最大的功课。
It grows us in humility, heart, and understanding more and more of who God is in our very life.
这让我们在谦卑上有成长，在内心有所成熟，也在我们的生活中越来越了解上帝是谁。
And know this, that one day we will be ultimately restored.
我们必须知道，有一天我们全部都会完全的被恢复。
But realize that many times it is profound faith amidst the struggles and disappointments in life that speak volumes to a lost and broken world.
你知道我们要了解到在这个我们的自己的挣扎和失望中，如果我们还能够有很深的信心的话，我们才能够在这个世上的世界中带来一线的光明和影响。
Many times when we share a testimony, we want to highlight the good stuff, the victorious moments, thinking that's what people will be encouraged by and resonate with.
有时候我们在上面分享的时候，见证的时候，我们会想讲一些好的，我成功，我胜战胜的例子，我们觉得这样别人可以受到鼓励。
But it's often the stuff that we often struggle and wrestle with, the disappointments in life.
但是呢，事实上却是我们常常我们生命中的一些挣扎，我们的失望，我们的一些痛苦的事情。
People want to know how did you work out your faith when life wasn't making sense.
这样子的事情更容易能够感。让别人感受到，他们想知道你是怎么样靠着信心走过那个困难的。
How did you continue to have faith in God when life wasn't going the way that you wanted it to go?
当你的生命中不是你原来想象的很困难的时候，你到底是怎么样有信心的走过呢？
We all have those moments and the little areas that we don't want people to know about or we don't want to share about.
我们都有这样子的经历啊，我们生命中有一些东西也不想让人家知道，也不想分享给别人。
And yet, those are the areas that, in our persistent pursuit of God, we begin to reveal and share with others for His kingdom, cause, and glory.
但是呢，确实在我们追求上帝的这个过程当中，我们如果把我们自己的一些痛苦、一些挣扎能够分享出去呢，这是更好的。
And it's extremely humbling. It's vulnerable. It's scary.
虽然这个分享这些我们自己的内心的挣扎是比较有点困难哦，但是呢，确实可以为这个神的国度带来荣耀。
Make no mistake. We are to pray as Jesus stated so clearly for us.
我们应该要像耶稣一样来祷告。
We are to pray, to depend on Him, lean into Him, and even have that expectation as we pray.
我们必须要依靠他来祷告他，能够亲近他，然后呢，有一点，也可以有一点那个期望。
Yet with the understanding that we are not always going to get what we are asking and or looking for.
但是我们必须理解到，我们并不一定会得到我们所祷告的。
But rooted in faith that genuinely believes that He is who He says He is.
所以我们要以信心为根据，而且深深地相信他就是那位真实可靠的上帝。
Trustworthy and true.
真实可靠。
God is not going to change who He is by the request that we bring. He is going to remain true.
上帝并不会因为我们所提出的祷告和请求呢，来改变他自己。本身这个人，因为他永远都是真实的。
I'm going to say that again. God is not going to change who He is by the request that we bring. He is going to remain true.
他不会因为我们的祷告而改变他自己这个本身，他永远都是真诚真实的。
And we should be grateful for that.
我们要为这样子一件事情来感谢他。
Because that only confirms that He truly is who He says He is, the great I am.
因为唯有这样，他才真正的是他自己说的，他是伟大、自由、拥有的上帝。
That He will never change.
他永远不会改变的。
He is, He was, forever will be.
他是昔在、今在、永在的上帝。
So don't give up.
所以不要放弃。
Continue to persist in your pursuit of Him.
继续的追求、寻求上帝。
For He will find faith when He returns.
因为他这样子的话，他来的时候就能够找到世上的信心。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父，
we thank you for this morning.
我们为今天早上来感谢你。
Lord, we thank you for your word, your scripture, Lord God.
我们感谢你给我们的话语。
We thank you for speaking to our very hearts.
谢谢你对我们的心说话。
And Lord, more than the words that I have spoken,
胜过我所说的话。
You know where each and every one of us is at.
你知道我们每一个人的情况，我们的心理的状况。
You know what we need to hear, Lord God.
你知道我们每一个人所应该听、需要听到的。
You know where we need to grow.
你知道我们在哪儿需要成长。
And so Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵。
I pray that as anyone that is willing and open, Lord God, that they would just allow you in and to do a work within their life.
在座的任何一位，只要心里对你是敞开的，愿意被改变的，求主的圣灵自己来动工。
Lord God, work within our hearts.
主啊，求你自己在我们的心中动工。
That our lives, the good, the bad, the things that we are working through and confused of.
不管我们心中的好的坏的，我们现在正在改变的，所有的一切都会为了你自己的国度来做一切。
For you are good, and that is true, regardless of what we see.
因为你是真实的，不管我们看到了什么，你永远都是真实不变的。
You are the constant. You are the God Almighty.
你是伟大的上帝，你是永远不变的。
We thank you and we praise you.
我们感谢你，我们赞美你。我们这样祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.